Om Shanti. You all are very courageous to come in between the drops of rain. So welcome to this session. And I would like to invite those sitting way in the back to come forward, because it's a very big hall and it's very hard to feel a family gathering while we're so spread out. So please do fill these first rows. It's an interactive time together. I'm not lecturing. So please come forward. Be with the family. The theme of this year's seasons is becoming a bestower like the Father. It's a big title, isn't it? Not just to be a giver, not just to be a donor, but a bestower. Normally we would have thought it's just God who plays that part. But even like in today's Murli, Baba was saying, you also are purifiers. So in this session, we're going to explore those few steps before bestowing. Chance to kind of look at the whole picture of serving. And the title of this session is The Misguided Server, The Misguided Giver. Any ideas what makes our service, the way we reach out to others, misguided? In other words, we're doing it wrong. There are mistakes in the way we're serving. So that's what we're going to be looking at. And the session is called Soul Cinema. And we will be using a short video as an analogy to help us unpack all of this a little bit more. So we're going to be thinking, we're going to be sharing, we're going to be watching, and deepening the reflection and deepening the sharing. Does that sound all right? Yeah, everyone's okay? Not too cold, not too wet? So I'd like to start with three reflection questions. The first one is, main question, what is the main mistake we were making in the Copper and Iron Ages in the way we were serving, which many of us have carried into the Confluence Age, and we're still making that mistake? What's the main mistake that we were making in the Copper and Iron Age regarding our service to others? And many of us are still carrying that mistake into the Confluence Age. That's the first question. And the second question is, what is the main basis of that mistake? What is the root, the basis of that mistake? And be specific. So for example, if you say the main mistake that we made in the Copper and Iron Ages in our service, and some of us carry into the confluence, is that our service was selfish. We were doing it for selfish purposes. We either wanted people to see us, appreciate us, love us, or we wanted recognition. So if that's your answer to the first one, the second question is, what's the root of that specifically? So don't say body consciousness. That's too general. What aspect of body consciousness is at the root of my service being selfish? So you need to think of a specific aspect. Second question, what is the basis of that mistake? And the third question is, how can you now, in the confluence age, finish that mistake? How can it be corrected? So take a few more minutes to think about these three. Okay, would you like two or three more minutes? How many would like two or three more minutes? A few, okay, let's take them. Okay, so if you finished, if you could find another person or two other people, maybe behind you or to the left or right of you, maybe people you don't know, and you can share your answers. We know we must have been making some kind of mistake in the copper and iron age, right? Because look at the condition of the world. So there must have been something wrong with the way we were serving, supporting, helping. And then confluence age. It's not a lot more time left of it, and the whole planet has to be served. It's still not being served, every four corners. So what is it that many of us have carried over which needs to be finished now? Who would like to share? And if you'd like to share, I'll have you come up here. So you don't have to wait for this person to finish. You can already come up and sit on that bench. The microphone will be here, okay? Who would like to share? What, just number one, what is that main mistake? Microphone is there, come on up, and if you also would like to share, come up already and have a seat on the bench while this person finishes. Yeah.
Hi. According to me, I think we consistently, when we are serving, we look at what we can do rather than what is needed.
Ooh.
So we expect people to change rather than adapting ourselves to the change. And I feel the root of it is when we keep on just thinking about ourselves. It's the I. It's the authority.
Okay. Just the first one. That main mistake we're making. Thank you. Anyone else? Lara's coming up. Anyone else? So we don't lose too much time waiting, but we want to hear from you. Anyone else can already come forward, take a seat on the front bench. Yeah, Lara.
The main mistake, it seems to be that we are looking for recognition.
We're looking for recognition. Yeah. Yes, sister. Anyone else? Come on up, have a seat in the front. Yeah.
I'm Shanti. The mistake was seeing the defects and the mistakes of others so that you can come across as helping them. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Seeing the mistakes of others. Anyone else? Come right on
Om
up.
Om Shanti. First answer is for me, what I can think is feeling of lacking something always. That is the
sister, I can't hear you that well. Can you say that again right into the mic?
The first answer, what I can think is feeling of lacking something, that mistake is happening in copper and iron age.
Did you catch that? Feeling of lacking something.
Yes, that's what she's saying.
Okay. Good, thank you. We feel like we're lacking something. Okay.
Om Shanti. The main mistake is involving into vices. And the reason is forgetting ourselves that we are souls and feeling ourselves as body consciousness.
Right. So, just the first one. We got lost in the vices. That's the big mistake. So our service was filled with vice. Yeah.
The main mistake was to make religions political enclaves.
Say that again.
To make religions political enclaves.
To make religion political anchors?
And
I must be going deaf.
Enclaves.
Enclaves.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Doesn't it feel good when everybody's starting by saying the main mistake? Because if we can identify that main mistake, how much further ahead we can move on this? Yes. Anybody else? Come right on up. Take a seat at the front. Yeah.
The main mistake is that we put the higher self, the higher energy into as omnipresence in everything and everywhere. And also we got involved in attachments with the roles, with all the family members and the friends and the culture. And if we have forgotten ourselves, who we are.
That last one?
We have forgotten ourselves.
Yeah. Okay, so there's attachments to the role and forgetting the self as a soul. Yeah.
Om Shanti. What I think my main mistake was, and which I carry forward in confluence age, is self-betrayed. In the service of others, we forget our own self. Our own values, and which sometimes in the confluence age too, we should have to learn to say no as well. So that's what I feel. Mm. And the root cause is because we are emptying, like we are lacking our own self, our values, which let us like proving something, prove something, and for that recognition and all, we just go through
okay.
it.
Okay, all right. So, interesting. One big mistake we make is somehow we lose borders and boundaries and don't take care of ourselves as much as we're taking care of others. I think we can really relate to that one. Yeah. Yes, sister. And anyone else? Or is she the last one? Come on up if you'd like to share.
Shanti, the main mistake for me is not learning from the mistake. Because mistakes really happen, but if I don't learn from it, then I missed it. I missed the whole purpose of the mistake taking place in the drama.
Yeah. All of these answers are so wise. We get into that rut. We make the same mistake again and again. How wise to remember that it's because there's still something in there for me to learn, and I'm being given another chance to learn it. Yeah. Okay. I think in one way or another, you've all kind of entered the idea that I had when I started asking myself these questions. But before I share my thoughts about this, let's take a look at this video. Chitra Ben, you want to come and show us this video? It's very short. But let's see if we can get some more insights as to that main mistake. You don't see it. No, it's not sure.
I would rather
start again.
I would rather
go.
Aki. Aki.
That's it. We stop it. Yeah, okay. But don't go too far because we'll watch it again soon. see any resemblances? Any more ideas about what might be the main mistake? Come on up. If you have an idea you want to share, we'll listen to three or four.
Om Shanti. I thought they were trying to help each other without helping themselves. So the biggest mistake is we thought service is about doing. We want to do something, but it is about being.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Anyone else? Come on up. Don't wait till the person finishes. You can take a seat here and be ready. Got to be a little creative here.
I think it's copying each other.
It's what?
Copying each other.
Oh my goodness. The main mistake is we were just copying each other. Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyone else? It's a bit of a stretch here. Our lives in the Copper and Iron Ages and now in the Confluence Age, where Baba says, if you're not doing service, then what are you doing? And then this, which is, of course, an analogy. Okay, let's look at it one more time. And this time, let's just identify the different participants in this video. Okay, so we get the idea. How many, or I should say, what are the different factors in this video which might, if we work creatively, help us understand the main mistake we make? What are the different factors? So, no interpretation, just the factors. We see two toddlers, two children, right? So that's one factor. We see two kids. Second factor is they're helping each other get up onto the bed. Right? What other thing do we notice? Okay, I need three volunteers to come on up near that microphone. Help me unpack this a bit. Three volunteers. Up you go. Yeah, one? Anyone else? I promise I'm not asking hard questions. Just to kind of unpack it. One more? Okay, we'll work with two. So, first factor we're seeing is the two kids, and they're helping each other come up on the bed. But is there something wrong with the way they're helping? You've got the mic. What do you say?
So initially, the kids didn't notice this. There was a lever on the end of the bed where they could take the step up. Once one of them realized it, then they started using it more effectively.
Okay. Still my question. How were they helping each other? How were they helping?
I think what they were trying to do is support each other.
Support each other. How exactly? What did we see?
By lifting each other up.
Yeah. One lifted the other up.
Yeah.
And then did the other one get up?
Not initially.
There was a little bit of work.
A bit of trouble.
But eventually
the
little one got up.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
And then they again gone.
Yeah, he came down. The one that was up came down.
Yes.
And then what happened?
Then again he pushed the other.
He pushed the other one up.
Yeah.
Was it easy?
No.
No, it wasn't easy.
No.
And there was also a solution at some point. We found a solution, right?
True.
But what happened then?
So, took the solution and climbed up. But the second child could not climb up even with that.
And so what did the first child do?
Came down and again.
He came down again. He came down again and
lifted
pushed
him.
Was it just a simple push?
No.
No, it was never a simple push.
No, it wasn't.
Was it a simple lift?
No, it required effort.
It required effort. And did he let go as soon as the kid was up?
No, he held on.
He didn't let go. He held on. Okay, good. So we have the two kids and them helping each other get up on that bed. We have the bed itself. That's a factor in this analogy. We have the ledge.
Yeah.
The ledge. Eventually they discovered,
one of them discovered
a way up without help, right? And so the ledge, the bed, and I would add one more factor in terms of understanding the analogy. We've got the kids, we've got how they were helping, we've got the ledge, or I should say we've got the ledge, we've got the bed, and we've got the pillow. Did you notice the pillow? Okay. So, thank you very much to our two that helped us set up the factors. Now, think about it. What do each of these four represent? If we're looking to understand the main mistake we made in the copper and iron ages, and many of us are still carrying into the confluence age, think about it. The two kids, the ledge, the bed, the pillow. And with the two kids, how they were helping each other. Think about it. What does each represent? If each were to symbolize something, and all together we have an analogy of the mistake. Think about it. And once again, find yourself one or two other people and share the analogy. And thus, a new insight as to the main mistake. Analogy. What do each of these four represent? Okay. Anybody like to share? Just the analogy. What do those four things represent? Three or four volunteers, come on up. What are those four an analogy of? Four volunteers, yeah? One volunteer coming up. Second is over here. Three. That's very good. One more. Oh, fourth is coming. Okay, sister, you come up too and have a seat. Come, come, have a seat. Yes. Yes, yes.
Om Shanti. The kids represent ourselves.
Nice and close to the mic.
The kids represent ourselves, and the bed represents the obstacle.
The bed represents what?
The obstacle.
Ah.
Or the challenges.
Okay.
And the pillow represents the comfort zone. Pillow represents the mission where we want to be.
You know, okay.
In that nice quiet space. And the ledge is the knowledge.
The ledge is the knowledge.
Yeah, so basically, the child that we want to go back to the pillow, but then once you reach the pillow, then we want to come into the game of playing, of helping each other, going up, and the obstacle is there, but then we are forgetting that, we forget the mission, we forget where we want to reach. So the main mission is to go on the bed and be near the pillow, but then we forget that we want to just enjoy the play.
Oh my, okay, very good, thank you. Yeah, I think it deserves an applause.
Om Shanti. So sister, we discussed this together. I thought you asked for four volunteers, so I just came. But again, the story is the same, which is we were discussing toddlers as us.
Right into the mic.
Yeah, toddlers as us. And the bed was kind of tasks or your obstacles, day-to-day thing. So they want to get up. Basically, their target is to get on the bed and sleep probably by the pillow. But they're forgetting, oh, the other person is not able to get him, and they keep on, in the sake of helping other toddler, the other person get out and push and find new ways to help. And the first toddler goes up, or second toddler goes up, but they keep on helping. They're now in this play mode of, and forget the target, what they want to achieve, basically, sleep.
Right.
And, and the ledge was just as a knowledge or as an idea to how to get up faster or individually. But because they were in the play mode and sometimes not helping but holding each other to achieve the target. That's what I noticed more. Like, you know, they're holding it such a way that you cannot, the first toddler cannot go up because they're holding it at a place, you know, at the waist. So go up and then come down right there.
Okay. Yes. So he's noticing the holding. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Om Shanti. Well, the kids are the souls. The bed is the copper and the iron age where everything is happening. The edge is the confluence edge because it's just the way to jump up. And the pillow is the golden age, the comfort.
I don't know the conclusion of that in terms of our main mistake, but it's creative. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I thought those two toddlers are the human beings, we. We trying to find God, and in search of God, we were trying to help each other. We were trying to just tell each other that, okay, you know, do this way. So we were trying to hold each other, push each other, lift each other in various ways. And that ledge for me was really like, you know, the Christ, the Guru Nanak, like all the people who came us to give the knowledge that God is one. And we took their support to reach up to the bed where we can find God or the knowledge of the God. But then we found this pillow, which was more of like a comfort zone, and we came back to them only, thinking they are the God.
Ooh, okay. Bhakti, our habits of bhakti. Leaving the real thing for the habits of bhakti. Big mistake.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Is it correct? I realize from watching this video again that the one mistake we all doing all the time was one child is already up and the other is down. So the mistake is happening is the who is on up, he wants to bring the other person also up, and other person also want to come at the same stage, but he don't know that there is the way that he can stay on top and pull the other one, instead of he just come down again and trying to make other up. So that's the one mistake I can figure out.
Okay, thank you. Very nice. Anyone else in terms of the analogy? The four symbols. Yeah, and these are our last two. Analogy.
Om Shanti. They have a goal and they want to reach that. There are some ways, but because of the attachment, they couldn't use the knowledge. Liver is knowledge, or even they can use the pillow also. But the attachment, they couldn't use the intelligence. Because one person is up, he can pull him from up, but he couldn't use that knowledge. And he is, because of the attachment, he is coming back. So due to the attachment, we are making ourselves low again. That's what I understand.
Yeah, attachment, due to attachment. Yes, we come down. And there was one more, I think. Yes. We relate to these things? You relate to the analogies? Yeah.
Slightly a different perspective. I feel no goals, no purpose. We were just keeping on repeating the same thing. We used the support systems. We used the ledge as a support. We went up. We didn't know what to do. We again came down. So, A, we didn't think what we were doing. So, I think it's very important before taking a step, think what you're doing. So, you went up. You came down. You didn't know what you want. It's no purpose.
Yeah, this is a little bit like the sister was saying in the beginning. We didn't learn from our mistakes. We just kept the same thing going. Okay, good. Thank you for that. I think I'd like to see it one more time. Chitra Ben, you're here? So we catch the last aspects of these symbols.
I go to see.
It was interesting, right? Because one of them figured out how to get up by himself. But when he came down again to help the other and he had to go up again, he didn't use the method. Did you notice? He required help. And the one who was down gave him that help. Yeah. So what do you think? Can we give some different words maybe to things I think have been already mentioned just to understand this huge difference between the way we served in the Copper and Iron Age and the way we have to be serving in the Confluence Age. For me, the two children are, of course, us, very simply. But that ledge is Baba. The bed, if we can say so, is the flying stage. And the pillow is my throne. This is just an analogy, right? Because if we play with that analogy, the main mistake many of us are still making in the Confluence Age, in our service, is that we, in the name of helping someone, in the name of serving, supporting, we come down from our throne. And I feel that sometimes this is so subtle and also so deep a habit, we might not even notice it. But what would be the sign? Did you ever notice how the mistakes of other Brahmins make me angry or impatient or irritated, and I get into the whole energy of commenting, correcting, criticizing? Angry, irritation, commenting, correcting, criticizing, is that my throne? No. So I come down from my throne and I justify it in the name of helping them, supporting them, serving them, trying to lift them up. But I feel the main mistake we make is coming down from my throne because, and here's the root cause of this mistake, possibly we've not yet convinced ourselves of the power of good wishes and pure feelings. Because this is the natural consequence of being on my throne. Everything that's good and true and perfect is naturally emerged. have I convinced myself that pure feelings and good wishes are the only way to serve now? Now that it's the confluence age, God Himself has come, and this is what's most needed right now, light. Good wishes and pure feelings are very high frequency energy, aren't they? And anybody who's stuck in the lower frequencies is not stuck because they don't know they're stuck. At this point in time, mostly they're stuck because they don't have the power to get up. I cannot give them the power if I come down off of my high frequency stage for any reason. So it's interesting because even in the Avyak Murli on Sunday, Baba was saying, helping us understand how to become equal to Him. How does God serve, first of all? Are we clear? Baba helps us. Baba supports us. Yes, there's gyan. But the gyan would not work if there wasn't that love in it, that very high frequency vibration of pure feelings, good wishes, blessings. This is how Baba is succeeding in his service. It's that quality of his being. And then what goes inside, or what the words that are filled with that. So in the Murli on Sunday itself, Baba was saying, all right, if you can't do anything else, you can't give lectures, or you can't do this particular virtue or this particular power, at least make it your homework. Give blessings and receive blessings only. Only. As if that's got to be my service, my focus, my aim, my purpose. What does it mean to give blessings and receive blessings? For us, on our level, it's pretty much the same as good wishes, pure feelings. It means that I'm going to look at that person with the same kind of vision that Baba looks at me. In other words, with that faith and that trust. And I'm going to have a very positive hope or intention for that person, based on an understanding that whatever mistake they're making, whatever carelessness there is, whatever misunderstandings they're working with, it's because of that same stuff which used to bury me. The same stuff which used to cut me off of my happiness, my love. With my aim is not to serve. Unless we say to serve myself first. When my aim is to get myself up on that throne, then I have become liberated from all those things which are still keeping my brothers and sisters in bondage. It's only from that position that I'm able to look at them with the real feeling of mercy, compassion. The commenting, criticizing, correcting will shift. And what helps that, of course, is if I've really proved to myself that me sitting in that space, that wavelength, free from all the negativity in my own self, is really what they need. They need a model, they need an example, but they need that light, that vibration itself. In the video, once or twice, the little fellows actually reached the pillow. They reached that throne, but then they got off to help in the old way, like some of you were saying, rather than staying above and figuring out how is Baba doing it, staying up above and pulling us up. I feel more and more as we reach towards the end. There is very, very we can do to help remove or relieve the suffering and the sorrow of our brothers and sisters of the world, let alone others. Because in the confluence age, we're seeing every single karma which hasn't yet been paid is a huge amount of karmic debts. It's why God has come. It's His light, His might, which is needed. That's why that ledge is so important. My job is to get them to Baba. My job is to get them to Baba. Baba's light, Baba's love, Baba's peace. There was a very Murli a couple of months ago in which Baba was actually saying this. I'd never heard him say it so strongly. He was literally saying, how much more are you going to give time and energy to those who repeatedly become obstacles for you? How much energy are you going to give to those who repeatedly become obstacles for you? Have waste thoughts and are obstacles for you are like mountains. And the mountain will not move. And you will not reach your destination if that's where you put your time and energy. We know what we have to do. We have to fly over the mountain, fly and keep moving forward, keep moving forward. This requires faith. In Baba's, in that very extract of the Murli, Baba was saying it does take a little time. It does take a little effort. But what's the effort? Where are we to be putting our time? Self-transformation. 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 Many of you were saying it in different words. We're looking at others, what they're doing, and in the name of helping them, we get off of our throne. Again and again, it's such a different model, such a different framework to say that the focus, the aim, the whole purpose actually of this study is that I transform myself. And service really can be a mirror. I think another reason we keep getting off the throne, or I should say, we've not yet been totally convinced of the power of good wishes, pure feelings, giving blessings and receiving blessings, is because we haven't understood or we don't remember how transformation from the Iron Age into the Golden Age will happen. Baba needs a critical mass number of people walking around the planet, playing their parts while sitting on the throne. Baba needs a critical mass number of souls moving around, generating that very high frequency energy translated into pure feelings, good wishes, blessings to all. Critical mass is a small number. While I'm losing myself in the people creating obstacles, in the situations which are obstacles, I'm delaying the conclusion to that critical mass. And the world can't move over. So I think many times we lose sight of the larger picture of it all. The larger picture of it all. In the larger picture of it all, I am not responsible for this person's transformation. I'm not even responsible for the transformation of this or that situation. I'm responsible for becoming one, moving around the planet, generating these godlike vibrations only. Larger picture. And it's a real art, isn't it? It's a real art to know when to step in with words or behaviors and when to not do that, because it really could be handicapping them, preventing them from using the ledger, Baba, God, and coming into their own flying stage and their own throne. And I can tell it's easy Raja Yoga once we start experimenting with this and prove that our greatest weapon to kill those enemies inside me, the vices, not to mention my brothers and sisters around me, these pure feelings and good wishes, when we start working with that, everything becomes so lovely. My world is filled with love. I'm close to Baba. There's that companionship because it's the throne of his heart. And nothing bothers me. Nothing irritates me. Nothing worries me. Nothing. For those of us who knew the daddies, we saw it. They were in their part, in their roles. Nothing disturbed them. They were serving at a different level. So we have a few minutes if anybody wants to ask anything or say anything. You can think about it. It's like I've just been giving different words to what many of you are saying. As if in the Copper and Iron Age, yes, brother, as if in the Copper and Iron Age, we thought our purpose in life and our aim in life was to serve. And it's almost as if in the Confluence Age, we're saying the aim and the purpose of life is to transform myself, self-service. And we have so little time left to do this. So we can't really afford to justify any other use of my time and energy. Okay. So we finish with a few minutes of meditation.